What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we were talking about computers and malware. Kaspersky has been given the blame, as it were, for the leaking of NSA's cyber weapons onto the dark web. And what really happened was that this NSA worker broke company rules and took copies of this software home with him, put it on his PC, then he used a password cracker to install a bootleg copy of Windows Office. And at that point, his machine was compromised and open for hackers to come on in and look around, and they found the cyber weapons, and that was the vector by which it got on to the dark web. Now, the U.S. is out there saying it's all Kaspersky's because Kaspersky was copying off this malware from the computer and sending it back to Russia, and they were stealing it. Well, if you really think about how antivirus systems work, that's what they're supposed to do. Kaspersky detected this was malware. It was computer malware. Didn't matter where it came from. It was computer malware. And all of these antivirus companies, when they encounter something that is malware that is not already in their database, they send a copy back home for analysis. In other words, the Kaspersky software was doing what it's supposed to do. But the reason that information got leaked out goes back to this NSA worker who just got sloppy. And considering the potential damage these weapons, these cyber weapons, can cause, they should have been as under tight control as nuclear weapons or chemical weapons. And instead, NSA and CIA are just blithely walking around with flash drives full of these potentially very destructive pieces of software. Maybe that's one of the reasons why the government doesn't seem to want to deal with cybercrime and ransomware, because any detailed investigation is inevitably going to lead back to CIA and NSA's sloppy handling of the software. Another story here. Google, Facebook, and Comcast jointly lied to California lawmakers to scuttle the broadband privacy bill. Now, earlier this year, the GOP and the Trump administration rushed to kill consumer broadband privacy rules. And while the broadband industry made a big fuss when the rules were originally proposed, they were actually relatively modest, simply requiring that ISPs clearly disclose what they're selling, who they're selling it to, and provide working opt-out tools, which sounds very, very reasonable. But the online industry didn't like that. They want to be able to take the information they grab from you and just sell it to marketers or whoever else wants it. And a lot of these companies basically didn't want to do this. And these rules were imposed because the ISPs repeatedly showed they were incapable of self-regulation. There was Verizon's zombie cookie problem, AT&T's attempts to charge you more if you wanted privacy. They literally had that. Yes, we'll have your thing private, but you got to pay us extra for it. And Cable One wanted to use credit scores to provide even worse customer support. So it really is like the entire human population of this country is just there to be harvested from. Now, here's another good example of somebody being very, very sloppy. Apparently, the recovery software on Dell PCs goes to a specific web address, a Dell web address. And apparently, a contractor who was supposed to be maintaining all of this failed to renew the domain registration. And it went wild, and this web address was taken over by a third party. And unfortunately, because Dell computers check in with that domain periodically, whoever snapped it up could use it to distribute malware. Now, security expert and author Brian Krebs thinks this has already happened. Dell, on the other hand, is saying, absolutely not, no malware has been transferred. How would they really know? They're not in control of that domain anymore. They're not in control of the server the domain points to. Article coming out of the Register in Great Britain talking about some of these LG SmartThingQ home devices. It turns out they're all pretty much hackable prior to a recent security update, and they're saying get the security update here. But apparently these appliances can be used to find out things going on in your home. In fact, their robot vacuum cleaner can literally draw a map of the inside of your home and send it to somebody outside who may be casing the place or just wants to know which windows he should be peeking through. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And again, I don't feel a real strong need to have intelligent anything outside of this office. It's another classic case of a product that gets rushed into the stores without people actually thinking all the way through. What's going to happen when this is in my home? So, now, apparently the Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program has been found to have serious major security flaws. And apparently the system has been using email to send state election officials usernames, passwords, and decryption codes for databases containing records of all voters in about 30 states. And it was wide open to hacking. Now, here's an interesting little story. Down in Georgia, I think I may have mentioned this briefly yesterday, but we're going to mention it again today. There was a computer server crucial to a lawsuit against Georgia election officials, and apparently it was wiped clean by its custodians after the suit was filed. The server's data was destroyed July 7th by technicians at the Center for Election Systems at Kennesaw State University, which runs the state's election system. The data wipe was revealed in an email sent last week from an assistant state attorney general to plaintiffs in the case. Now, the lawsuit was filed by a diverse group of election reform advocates to try and force Georgia to retire its antiquated and heavily criticized election technology. The server in question, which served as a statewide staging location for key election-related data, made national headlines in June after a security expert disclosed a gaping security hole that wasn't fixed 6 months after he reported it to election authorities. In other words, it wasn't a gaping hole, it was a back door. And obviously, the fact that they decided to just wipe the server, even though it was critical to a lawsuit, that right there tells you something's going on. They got something to hide here. This is a very, very bizarre story here, and it's coming hard on the heels of efforts to criminalize any kind of environmental or health activism. We know that there are efforts now to prosecute people who take photos or videos of what goes on in factory farms because it's very abusive of the animals. And the latest one here now has to do with environmental activists who are trying to influence where pipelines are going. So several members of Congress have signed on to a letter recommending Attorney General Jeff Sessions look into whether the Justice Department has the laws it needs to prosecute environmental activists challenging pipelines as if they are terrorists. That's it now. Stand up to an oil company, you're a terrorist. Isn't it weird how over the years the definition of terrorist has changed? So the letter is asking Sessions if the USA Patriot Act and the Pipeline Safety Act contain enough provisions to criminalize actions against energy infrastructure at the federal level. It also asks if the Justice Department plans to prosecute any of the individuals involved in the alleged attempted sabotage of four major crude oil pipelines in multiple states on October 11th, 2016. I'm not sure if there was attempted sabotage. Those pipelines are built so poorly, they keep cracking all on their own. So that's it. That's it. If you stand up to an oil company, you're going to be a terrorist. What are they going to define as terrorism next? Overdue library books? It really is getting ridiculous. Now, one of the reasons they may be taking a tough stand against any kind of environmental or health activist is because the quality of life issues in this country are really starting to become noticeable. And there's this article out of Blacklisted News, and they're talking about this Clean Label Project study of 530 baby products. And what it found was horrendous. 65% of baby food products in the United States, including 4 out of 5 baby formulas, contain traces of arsenic. And officials say there is little they can do to remove these substances that could harm developing infants. They also found 36% of the products contained lead, 58% contained cadmium, 10% acrylamide. And while most samples contained only trace amounts of the toxins, some exceeded the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommendations by up to 6 times. And the Transparency Labeling Group said that Gerber, Infamil, Plum Organics, and Sprout, leading market brands, produce some of the most contaminated baby foods. Jacqueline Brown, the executive director of the Clean Label Project, in an interview with USA Today, said the baby industry needs to do a better job in protecting America's most vulnerable population. I would agree. But I have another suggestion. Forget about baby formulas. I mean, it's one of the weirdest things that the advertising industry ever succeeded in doing was convincing women that the milk produced by their own body for their own baby was somehow inferior to this concoction that came out of a laboratory. It's not true. And if you want to have baby food for your baby, just take your food, put it in a blender, and puree it. That's all they do to make baby food. It's just very finely ground up, somewhat diluted versions of adult food. And you're not going to – it almost boggles the mind. How are these elements like lead and arsenic and cadmium getting into baby food? And then they turn around and say, well, we can't get it on out of there. Well, how about stopping it from getting in the first place? Where is it coming from? It is utterly ridiculous that it's there in the first place. Now, we've been talking a lot about the bubonic plague problem over in Madagascar, and it's still spreading. But apparently, there is another issue in that this pneumonic plague is spreading. It's not under control as everyone had hoped. In fact, it seems to be the opposite, and apparently warnings have now been issued to 9 other countries that this thing could go worldwide. Well, there's your depopulation agenda right there. The Black Death is coming. Now, here's an interesting little story. This is out of the Daily Mail. As you know, they're trying to resell the crisis of human-caused global warming. And because the world has very obviously not been warming, interest in this has really faded. So they're trying to ramp up the fear factor. And so this article out of Daily Mail is saying, oh, gee whiz, they made a huge mistake in temperature estimates of Earth's ancient oceans, and the numbers are now far more alarming. The oceans are warming much more quickly now than we had thought before. So now everybody has to get on board. Everybody has to work together. We've got to stop this warming problem. Well, you know, let's send Al Gore down there to the bottom of the ocean with a hammer and a bunch of corks and start corking up all those undersea thermal vents and erupting volcanoes, because that's where the heat's coming from. But they're still trying to run this little scam. Get your money, get your obedience, get you to pay carbon taxes. I touched on this one briefly yesterday, where scientists have announced a plan to halt global warming by dimming the sun. Going to build a giant pair of sunglasses for planet Earth. No, actually what they're talking about, they want to basically pour sulfate aerosols into the upper atmosphere to reflect some of the sun's rays back out into space. And they say this will cool the Earth down and counter the effects of climate change. Not really, because the climate's going to change anyway. You might cool the Earth down. That might make the next incoming mini ice age all that much worse. Plus, there's a large segment of the human population who will have an allergic reaction to these sulfate aerosols. They're not going to stay up in the upper atmosphere. They'll sinter on down. Rain will capture it, bring it down to the ground. It's a ridiculous idea. Now, apparently, BBC has apologized for allowing Lord Lawson, who's a global warming skeptic, to make the claim on BBC that temperatures around the world have not risen over the last 10 years, and the data would back him up. Now, BBC is supposed to have dissenting voices in the pursuit of fairness. So Andrew Bridgen, Tory MP for Northwest Leicestershire, told the Mail Online, if the BBC had to apologize for every inaccuracy a Labour politician made on air, they would never be able to have a Labour politician on, which is political speak. But the reality is, the data supports Lord Lawson. There's been no noticeable increase in global temperatures in 10 years. The carbon Nazis like to go on out and say, well, we had a record temperature over here and we had a record temperature over there. And they cherry pick the data. They use temperature measuring stations in the middle of airports, which are very hot places with all those jets belching out burning kerosene. We've got a photo of one of the official NOAA temperature measuring stations right next to a trash incinerator. Gee, I wonder what kind of numbers they're getting from that one. They were talking about how many temperatures over 100 we had this last summer in the United States. But it turned out to be far fewer days over 100 than 30 years ago. They're still trying to push this idea. And now they're pushing another one. Apparently, there is a new study that links conspiracy theorists with a mental disorder. Oh, those people are crazy. And that's actually an old trick the Soviet Union used. Anyone who questioned the official narrative, anyone who dissented, they're mentally ill. Don't listen to them. These people are crazy. You don't need to pay attention to them. It was an old Soviet trick. And it's the kind of thing that they do when they've run out of ideas. They can't win the debate. The jig is up. The cat is out of the bag. Yes, we were lied to about human-caused global warming. We were lied to about the safety of vaccines. We were lied to about the safety of GMOs. We were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. Lie after lie after lie after lie. And now we're dealing with the lies of the real origins of the Russia Trump dossier. We're dealing with the lies surrounding the Uranium One corruption. And all they can say is, oh, you people are all crazy for not believing us. It's a last desperate act to go on out and just start saying, oh, anybody who listens to the conspiracy theorists, they're all crazy, and you're crazy too for listening to them. You should not do that. Loyal, patriotic Americans will believe the official story. I don't think so. Okay, so coming up here on a commercial break, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some phone calls in here for the rest of the show. There's one there waiting right now, as a matter of fact, and we're going to come back to that phone call right after this commercial break, so stay tuned. Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go to the phones here, relative to those of you who wish to contribute and donate to Republic Broadcasting, I have a phone number for you and a mailing address. So get out those little pencils and pieces of paper, and we'll wait just a minute while you get that all sharpened up here. The phone number to call to make a donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The postal address, if you want to send in check, money order, box tops, whatever, is 2251 Double Creek Drive, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, two words, Round Rock, and the zip is 78664. So that's how you get in touch with us. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I got two items. The first being this imminent attack, according to Joel Skousen. He seems to really be beating the war drums for attack sooner rather than later, the sooner the better, against North Korea. Mm-hmm. And he says that he believes that Trump's got maybe a year at the most, and he needs to go ahead and get it done as soon as possible. He thinks Trump is the man that will do it. He doesn't think anybody else would have done it. He said something about these missile tests that are being conducted. He's miniaturized the warhead or something, but they haven't as of yet been able to survive re-entry into the atmosphere. But he thinks maybe in a year they will have overcome that problem or something. But it's just interesting to me because, anybody that's followed Joel Skousen, I try and listen to an interview with him at least once a month and just see what he's saying. And, for years and years and years, he's been saying that North Korea is the trigger. That's the trigger of the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, that's what they're going to use as the excuse to trigger World War III. And I was wondering if you had any comment on that. And also, I was wondering if you'd seen this YouTube video, and I didn't even get a chance to watch it. It's pretty short, maybe 7 minutes, maybe. And I just happened to be walking by a computer, and I stooped over and looked it up real quick. I don't know if I buy into it or not, but it appears to be a guy who, he's putting himself out there as a uniformed cop in what appears to be, a patrol car, police car. He's in, appears to be in some police uniform. He's got a little light goatee beard, which I don't know. I don't know if that's allowed in most police departments with uniformed cops, police officers, PD. He seems like a young guy. Looks like he's got like a desert camo M4 type carving up on the roof of his car too, but it's like a desert camo. That seemed a little odd to me. But anyway, he's talking about Saturday, November 4th, and some of the stuff that he's hearing that maybe they're going to try and start riots across the country.
Yes.
And they're going to be attacking police and firefighters and, and then there's this, there is supposedly some government drill, I don't know if it's Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, or whatever, that basically, what they would do in the event of, the grid going down. I think nationwide.
Yes.
On November 4th.
Yes.
But have you seen that video of the cop? Do you think that's a real cop?
I haven't seen that video at all. And to go on back to the idea of North Korea, I mean, the whole world is primed for a world war. North Korea could be a trigger that gets everybody shooting at everybody else. So could the invasion of Iran. At this point, we're seeing the rest of the world is waking up to the realization that America's military might is formidable, but it's not invincible. And I know there's a rush to get North Korea dealt with before they do succeed in completing a credible nuclear deterrent, because then the U.S. will not be able to invade them without a huge cost in the process. So anyway, Frank, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And those declassified JFK files have been released, sort of, kind of, maybe. Apparently, at the last second, Donald Trump chose to block the release of hundreds of these records, bending to CIA and FBI appeals to keep these secrets secret. And the FBI is out there saying, look, you're just going to fuel all those wacky, mentally ill conspiracy theorists if you leave this stuff out. So basically, they released a total of 2,800 other records, but hundreds of them are going to remain secret. Imagine my shock. Now, supposedly, they're being held back for a 6-month review. But something tells me those files will never be released. Oh, my goodness, they were on Lois Lerner's hard drive. We'll never get them back now. Golly gee willikers. Now, you remember the Equifax data breach? And a lot of people, Equifax, when they finally came clean on this, they set up this website where you could go on in and it would help you sort out where your information went. And in order to use their assistance, you had to agree to an arbitration agreement. And a lot of people said don't, because it's going to prevent you from suing them down the road based on how much harm that you suffered. Well, Congress has taken care of that now. Apparently, Congress has voted to disallow consumers from suing Equifax or any other company that has an arbitration agreement. In other words, they're being indemnified the way the vaccine industry was, the way the computer software industry was. You can't sue them. They've got an arbitration agreement. They've got a vaccine safety court. You just go through these proscribed means of having your issues aired and then promptly ignored. Remember, the definition of fascism is when corporate and government power are aligned together against the general population, and we're pretty much there. Now, do you remember the Deepwater Horizon disaster? And it was partly out of negligence and stupidity. They were drilling very deep into the earth, trying to reach new sources of oil and gas. And the deeper you drill, the higher the pressure. Now, one of the worst things that can happen to an oil drilling rig is called a blowout. And what happens there is you'll hit a gas pocket, and the gas will come roaring up the pipeline. And because it's much lighter in weight than the oil, it travels much, much faster. And behind it will be oil, which is also traveling at a very high rate of speed. And trying to stop that or divert it can break equipment. That's what a blowout is when the gas bubble finishes and the oil hits the top and it starts breaking things. Now, the way you prevent a blowout is with what's called a blowout preventer. Most of the oil exporting nations around the world require the use of automatic blowout preventers that literally listen to the pipe. And when they hear a gas bubble coming up, they shut off there on the bottom of the ocean. In the United States, oil companies are not required to use automatic blowout preventers, but they are required to have manual blowout preventers. And as you know, the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance. And the Minerals Management Service, which is the government agency that is supposed to be keeping an eye on America's mines and drilling rigs and pipelines, was doing a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, we're going to look the other way so you can save some money. And that's how that disaster came about. And the end result, between all the Corexit and all the oil and everything else, the Gulf of Mexico is now one giant dead zone. There's hardly any sea life, certainly nothing you can eat, left in it. Now, the U.S. deepwater offshore oil industry is in serious, serious trouble because setting up these rigs to be able to drill that deep is very expensive. And like so many other aspects of the industry, it's fallen victim to declining oil prices that were triggered with that poorly thought out oil price war with Russia. And when the Deepwater Horizon was running, the price of oil was over $100 a barrel. And apparently they're starting to take rigs out of service. They only have 37% of the rigs that they had in 2013. Now, the companies that own these massive deep water rigs, they lease them to the oil companies for $600,000 a day. So it's basically an industry that's falling apart. The money just isn't there anymore. So they're in serious, serious economic trouble. Now, here's a very alarming story. And you kind of wonder what's going on here. Apparently, the government can appoint guardians over you that can just take control of your lives and sell your assets without your consent. And they're targeting the elderly. And so we have this story out of Investment Watch blog, and it tells the story of Rudy and Rennie North. Rudy was 68 years old, a retired broadcasting consultant, lived with his 66-year-old wife, Rennie, in Sun City, Alienta, an active adult community in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, Rennie was recovering from lymphoma and suffering a severe case of neuropathy and had a nurse visit her 5 times a week to help her bathe and dress. Now, here's the important part. Neither Rennie nor Rudy were diagnosed with senile dementia or had undergone any cognitive assessments. As far as anybody knew, They still had all their marbles. And then all of a sudden, this woman knocks on the door, introduces herself as the owner of the company, a private professional guardian, accompanied by three colleagues. And apparently this lady told the Norths she had an order from the Clark County Family Court to remove them from their home in this active adult community and take them over to Lakeview Terrace, an assisted living facility in Boulder City, 9 miles from the Arizona border. If the Norths didn't comply, the police would be called, and they would be forcibly removed and taken to the facility in an ambulance. So apparently this owner of a company that makes money by being a professional guardian had gone on into court and said that the North's mental state posed a substantial risk for mismanagement of medications, financial loss, and physical harm. And basically filed an ex parte petition that provides an exception to the rule that both parties must be notified of any argument before a judge. So what happened is this went through the court system and the North family had no idea. And she got a couple of letters from a physician's assistant who had seen Renee only once, questioning whether the patient's husband can effectively take care of the patient at home. And another letter from one of Rudy's doctors who said he was sometime confused and agitated. And on the basis of that, this private guardian company was given the authority to take over all of their assets, put these people into this nursing home, and basically take control of their finances. That included roughly $50,000 in savings at the Bank of America, which Parks transferred to an account in her own name. Now, in the United States of America, 1.5 million adults are under the care of guardians, either family members or professionals, who collectively control some $273 billion in assets. This is according to an auditor for the guardianship fraud program in Palm Beach County. Little is known about the outcome of these arrangements because states do not keep complete figures on guardianship cases, and in most jurisdictions, the court records are sealed. This seems to be a quasi-legal way to basically plunder the elderly of what little accumulated wealth they have left over. Shove them off into a little tiny box someplace to live out the rest of their lives. This is in America that they're doing this. Apparently, in most states, anyone can become a guardian by taking a course, as long as you have not been convicted of a felony or recently declared bankruptcy. So it's another racket. It's another racket. It's just another way of basically plundering the American people, plundering a vulnerable segment of our population. It's disgusting here. Let's see. We already covered the Equifax story. We already covered that. We already covered the FEC complaint. We covered the fact that the FBI informant is cleared to testify in Obama. Talked about the surveillance. Apparently, Washington Post is now effectively working as public relations for Amazon. Of course, they were acquired, and you would expect some of that. But apparently, all of these cities across America are trying to lure Amazon to move their second headquarters to their towns. And there's a lot of groveling going on, and apparently New Jersey is offering $7 billion in tax breaks, hoping to reap a massive economic bonanza from the relocation. Now, there is a problem with that because Amazon is very heavily into automation, and they have fewer and fewer human workers, and the human workers who still work for Amazon are starting to talk outside of shop about it's not a very pleasant place to work. Now, Amazon Prime is now offering their customers a smart lock system. Remember, they were talking about while you're away, while you're at work, while you're shopping, they're going to come into your home and deliver products to you. No, I don't think so. Put it in the mailbox or leave it on the front step. You're not coming into my home. I think that one is going to fail as badly as the drone delivery, which has not worked out very well at all. But again, it's a huge business, and they're doing very well. And Amazon gets a lot of the blame for the retail Mageddon. But Amazon's sales volume, while impressive, is really quite a tiny fraction of the overall retail economy, the consumer economy. Now, the consumer economy was crushed in the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud, and it has not recovered because we've had endless years of changes to tax policy and economics, which is accelerating the wealth inequality in this country, where all the wealth is concentrated at the very top. And there aren't enough of those people to go around to all the shopping malls and buy up all the products that are for sale. And that's why these retail outlets like Lord & Taylor are having to downsize, downscale. Even places like Walmart and Sam's Club, they're having troubles. People just don't have the money to come on in. And I got to tell you, the Christmas stuff is already up all over. We're not even through Halloween, which is next week. And the Christmas stuff is all out there. Oh yes, you got to buy stuff. You know, you're not a real American unless you max out the plastic on more stuff for Christmas here. One thing I can't seem to find though is Christmas wrapping paper. I don't know. It seems like a serious oversight on my part. But I agree with those who say we're looking at some kind of a major economic upset in the very, very near future. Because it is all being held together with lies, fraud, and illusion. And that, corporate media is already talking about, we can get the Dow to 30,000. Yeah, it's easy. All you got to do is have the Federal Reserve print up a few billion more imaginary dollars and dump it all over Wall Street. And yeah, you can get the Dow over 30,000. It'll be completely meaningless. Frankly, when they start treating the market indices like sports scores, you know you're in serious, serious trouble. Expecting to see some cheerleaders in skimpy gold lame outfits and pom-poms up there for the opening bell of the stock market saying, you know, go higher, go higher, go higher. Speaking of drones, apparently yesterday President Trump signed a presidential memorandum creating a new trial program for the commercial use of unmanned aerial aircraft or drones. And the memo is titled Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration Pilot Program allows certain communities to be exempt from current safety rules as they test drone operations. Now, that to me is a little scary because what they're saying is we're going to try out these drones and they may crash on you and cause injury to you or damage to your car or home. But, you know, the safety rules have to be let go while we work out all the little problems. And maybe this is in response to Amazon wanting to deliver things by drones. What are they going to do? Have the drone come down in front of your door, and then the smart lock opens your door, the drone flies on in, delivers the product, and then flies on out. I don't know. It seems like conflicting technologies to me. But the drones are definitely coming, and they are cool. Let's be very, very honest about it. They're very, very cool. But you do have to be careful. Drones do, unfortunately, fall out of the sky. And I think a lot of people are very concerned about drones invading their privacy. Or more to the point, drones being used by the government and the police to invade your privacy. And so far, we're being assured that all of these drones are unarmed. They're simply there to watch. But we know that many of these drones are designed to be armed. They have the lift capability to take on a beanbag gun, an actual shotgun, a taser. So a lot of people are, they're a little bit concerned about this mechanization of the system of oppression and how they're going to deal with it. Okay, story coming out of Investment Watch blog, world leaders rehearse for global pandemic that will come sooner than we expect, which sounds like that plague coming out of Madagascar. And again, one of the questions that has been asked over the years is why so many scientists were trying to recreate these deadly diseases from the past, like the 1918 Spanish flu. And we know that population reduction is definitely one of the globalists' agenda. It was official U.S. policy. The National Security Study member in 2000, authored by Henry Kissinger during the Nixon administration, said we got to kill all these people off in these third world countries. They get real uppity when we come in to steal their oil and gold and everything else. We just got to figure out a way to take them on out. I mean, if you look at how little bubonic plague there has been in the modern era, and then all of a sudden there's explosion of it in Madagascar, and now they're warning nine other countries, that sort of reminds me of the cholera outbreak in Yemen. It feels artificial. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today here, and got a few stories to sort of take us out. This NFL thing is being so overblown, but it's having an effect. People are turning off the games, and now we're hearing that the networks may cancel 10 Thursday night football games, put something else in that slot because people aren't tuning in. Now, whoever thought they were going to use these football players to make some kind of a statement about America, it has backfired horribly on them. We're getting word now that the House has passed a new budget. Still haven't seen it, but in theory, now they're moving on to tax reform, which I think, to judge by everything else that's come out of this Congress so far this year, it's going to be more about letting the rich keep more of their money and taking more away from the middle class, because that's been the pattern. Now then, here's an interesting story. This is over in RINF.com. And the headline reads, "The Thatcher Cabinet Tried to Cover Up Role in 2,400 Deaths from AIDS, Hepatitis C." And apparently the story is, senior ministers in Margaret Thatcher's government tried to cover up the contaminated blood scandal that led to the deaths of over 2,400 people from AIDS and hepatitis C. And apparently the ministers were trying to reduce any financial aid to the victims who received the contaminated blood, just trying to hush it all up. Now, more than 4,000 British hemophiliacs were given blood contaminated with hepatitis C and HIV by the National Health Service during the 1970s and 1980s. The UK obtained the substance factor VIII from the US due to a shortage in their own domestic blood supply. The factor VIII blood was manufactured from multiple donors, including sex workers, prisoners, and habitual drug users. And there was no screening. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because the Clintons were caught up in this. It's one of the things that is detailed in the Epic of Clinton's Mess. They had this blood program going in the Arkansas prisons, where they're going on and collecting blood from these prisoners. And there was no screening being done for hepatitis C. And this blood got sent all over the world, and it made a lot of people very sick, and it killed a lot of people. But it makes money, and that's really all that matters in the United States of America. It's making money. That's what it's all about. And you people are just so picky. You want your medical products to actually be safe. Well, that's almost laughable. You must be a mentally ill conspiracy theorist to doubt what's going on. So, I mean, that is just nasty that there could actually be people who are perfectly okay, you know, infecting other people with hepatitis C and AIDS for a fast buck. But that's the reality of what these people are. And when it got to Britain, they tried to hush it all up because they didn't want to have to pay any damages to the victims. Pretty tacky behavior, I think, here. Apparently they're making the claim. Oh, there's the music. All right, stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. We'll be back here tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So until then, please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.